Member of Parliament Zara Sultana of the Hard Left. Pro-Palestine, your party has stated the Elbit Systems accused spending over a year in prison and pre-trial detention breaches their rights. British law generally puts it at 6 months, and they should be given bail. At RAF Bryce Norton, a team is said to have entered the major military base undetected to use fire extinguishers filled with paint to spray into the engines of Royal Air Force logistics jets. The three Bryce Norton suspects are charged with conspiracy to enter a prohibited place and conspiracy to commit criminal damage. The hunger strikers have something of a laundry list of demands, from immediate personal issues to wider political wants. Among those demands reported in the left-wing press over the past month are for immediate bail for themselves, that their mail and visits in prison not be restricted, that the government's designation of the Palestine Action Group as a proscribed terrorist organization be lifted, and that Elbit Systems be shut down in the United Kingdom. Niche hard-left populist UK publisher Novara Media has published criticism of the broader British media for having totally ignored the hunger strikers for over a month, until the hospitalizations began, characterizing this as an establishment media blackout. It also accuses the government of having refused to discuss it, noting Justice Secretary David Lammy was asked about the hunger strikers last week and responded that he'd never heard of it, an account challenged by striker-sympathetic members of Parliament who claim to have written to him about the group. The Elbit Systems hunger strikers are Kamran Ahmed, who was the first to be hospitalized, Tuta Hoja, who was the second to be hospitalized in November, Kasser Zura, the first hunger striker, and Hiba Mirazi. The RAF hunger strikers are Amy Gardner-Gibson, John Sink, and queer activist Amu Gibb, also one of the first to go on strike. An eighth, Louis Yaramalo, is said to be striking every other day because of diabetes.